Let's chant mantras. The Buddhist explain the meaning of mantras. That liberates mind. Man mind tra to liberate. Mantras sometimes have a profound meaning. They can be regarded as more like aphorism, and sometimes the conceptual meaning is not so important. It's more like singing those words to open our heart and to melt our frozen energy in our body. Or sometimes they are more like hymns to the Dharma. First, we are going to chant the mantra of Paranjana Paramita. We can sing this mantra as a hymns or praise to the Dharma, to our community, and to our transformation. The mantra goes, Om Gatte, Gatte, Parangatte, Parasamgatte, Bondi Svaha, then Gatte, G-A-T-E, Gatte. Let's chant this mantra together. Oh, please feel free to harmonize. We encourage you to harmonize. Om Gati Gati Parasamgatte. Dharyatare or the Dhara is a female archetype in Mahayana Buddhism she symbolizes the infinite compassion and that lies at the heart of our being. Dhara is your name, your true name, your first name, the name of your original face. So when you sing this mantra, please imagine that you are calling your name so you can wake up and to recognize your forgotten face. The mantra goes, Om Tare Tuttare Tre Svaha. Oh, when you chant, you can imagine that you are sending compassion throughout the space and offering your compassion to all living beings in this world. The mantra goes once again, Om Tare Tuttare Ture Svaha. Once again, please feel free to harmonize. Om Tare Tuttare Ture Svaha. Om Tare Tuttare Ture Svaha.
To Ture Suvaha. Om Tare Tu Tare 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 Ture Suvaha.
In Vajrayana tradition, in such a gathering like this, we are asked to transcend all our conventional identities as a teacher, student, lawyer, taxi driver, man, woman. We are trying to, at least we are encouraged to hold each other in a sacred perception, not only non-judging, but to view each other as a pure being, a play of awareness, as Buddhas, Bodhisattvas. We are encouraged to view each of us as a dukkha. Dukkha means sometimes it's more as a grammar, more like male, means hero or dancer, sky dancer, and to view all the Dharma sisters as in Dakini, awakening the hero and or the sky dancer, we're all sky dancer. Means that we are dancing here in the sky of love, compassion, and the sky of emptiness, the great truth. Of course, you don't have to get up to dance. But when you sing this mantra, you might like to feel that every fiber of your being is actually dancing. Every cell in your body is a dancing. And then feel this devotion. Devotion to yourself. Devotion to all our Dharma brothers, sisters. Devotion to the all-pervasive sacredness. Devotion to the trees, rocks, ocean, animals, to the cosmos. And feel that you're dancing and you're offering your devotion to everything. The mantra goes, Om Pammo Yokini Jana Varahihim. Can you repeat after me to make sure that you have the pronunciation? Om Padmo Yokini Jana. Actually, in Sanskrit, the jnana, but we are going to pronounce jnana. It's easier to say. Varahi.
Varahi.
Hum.
Om.
Padmo. Yokini.
Yokini.
Jana.
Jana.
Varahi.
Varahi.
Hum. And this is a mantra of Dakini. It's a mantra of a feminine sacred. So lots of hums to the ladies. It's a very good time to be lady.
Yeah.
maybe time is changing. Finally. So please try to harmonize. And just feel that you start dancing from your belly and then goes everywhere. Feel all every cell in your body start dancing in a joy, in a devotion. Om Pamo Yokini Janavarahi Hum.
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 Padmo Yogini Janavarahi Hum.
Om Padmo Yogini Janavarahi Hum.
Om Padmo Yogini Janavarahi
Hum.
Om Padmo Yogini Janavarahi Hum.
Om Padmo Yogini Janavarahi Hum.
Om Padmo Yogini Janavarahi
Hum. Om Padmo Yogini Janavarahi Hum.
Om Padmo Yogini Janavarahi Hum.
Om Padmo Yogini Janavarahi
Hum. Om Padmo Yogini Janavarahi
Hum. Om Padmo Yogini Janavarahi
Hum.
Om Padmo Yogini Janavarahi Hum.
Om Padmo Yogini Janavarahi
Hum.
Om Padmo Yogini Janavarahi
Hum.
Om Padmo Yogini Janavarahi
Hum. Om Padmo Yogini Janavarahi
Hum.
Om Padmo Yogini Janavarahi
Hum.
Om Padmo Yogini Janavarahi
Hum.
Om Padmo Yogini Janavarahi
Hum.
Om Padmo Yogini Janavarahi Hum. Padmo Yogini Janavarahi
Hum.
Om Padmo Yogini Janavarahi
Hum.
Om Padmo Yogini Janavarahi
Hum.
Om Bhano Bhogini Janavarahi Om Bhano Yogini Janavarahi Om Bhano Yogini Janavarahi Om Padmo Yogini Janavarahi Om Om Padmo Yogini Janavarahi
Oh, one more mantra. This mantra has no melody. It goes Aashasamaha. It's a random selection of a Sanskrit alphabet. It's like, imagine that you're reciting a random selection of an English alphabet, like A, B, Y, Z. And this is considered the most profound mantra in Vajrayana Buddhism, because it has no concept. You can't form concept. It goes, can you repeat after me? Shasamaha. As a grammar, the first A is soft, the second one is more strong. Shasamaha. Shasamaha. So we're going to just chant this without any melody. Asha samaha, asha samaha, like that. Asha samaha, asha samaha, asha samaha. Asha samaha, asha samaha, asha samaha, asha samaha, asha samaha. Asha samaha, asha samaha, asha samaha, asha samaha, asha samaha. Pause. Now this group sing and listen. Gratitude, pause. Now this group. The men. Thank you. And now the Dakinis, the goddesses. Thank you, wonderful. Now we're going to sing it together as we become one. Ashasamaha, 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 ashasamaha,
Shasama, 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 Shasama.
Much gratitude.